بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الإخلاص وإحضار النية في جميع الأعمال والأقوال والأحوال البارزة والخفية. We are still at the beginning of the chapter of sincerity of intention, and this is very, very important. And alhamdulillah, there are some very important notes that are made here which we will go through, and we should try and ponder about them and pay attention and correct our intentions. Introduction. Ikhlas, sincerity, means to worship Allah Ta'ala with the sole object of obtaining His closeness. That must be our sole object, that how can we please Allah, that Allah is pleased with us. All our ibadat, and in fact everything we do, if we make that our niyat, that every action of ours will be included in ibadat, and there will be no dunya left for us. Even the things that appear to be like dunya, like we have to earn our rozi, we need a house to live in, etc. All these things we do it for the pleasure of Allah, all that will become a very high standard of ibadat. A person should not worship Allah Ta'ala to boast, seek praise, or solicit compliments from people. Whatever we do, we should know, there should be no other ulterior motive, nothing else, but only and solely we should do everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala is happy with us. And all this needs continuous and a great amount of effort on oneself. If a person doesn't pay attention to it, doesn't come to his mind, he might do everything, but the pleasure of Allah is not in his mind, and may Allah forbid, then all that must not go in waste. Like a person who makes all his ibadat, as far as niyat is concerned, but not for the pleasure of Allah, whole life if he makes the ibadat, it must not go for waste. So this is a very important aspect, and we have to really think about it very carefully, that are we doing everything for Allah's pleasure. And shaitan puts such screens in front of our minds that we don't realize, and we don't even think that I'm actually doing this for somebody else, for my own nafs, for my own pleasure. I'm doing it for the praises of people, etc. Ikhlas is a precondition for the acceptance of an action, as Allah Ta'ala only accepts action done for His pleasure. This is Allah is a precondition, and without ikhlas, without sincerity, just like we make namaz, if Allah protect us, if we make it without wudu, we all know that namaz is not made. So the same thing, an action without sincerity is also not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So there has to be sincerity. Good actions done with ulterior motives are rejected by Allah Ta'ala. One should therefore evaluate one's intention before commencing any action and correct it if it is necessary. So it's very important that we consider. Many of us, when we go for Hajj, then we are particular because it's a big ibadah. But the same will apply for every namaz that we make. The same will apply for every time we read Quran Sharif. Whatever we do, and Allah give us the tawfiq, when we're doing, so to say, our worldly things, even our eating and drinking must be for the pleasure of Allah. Everything we do, and then that an intention is an action of the heart. If that comes right, and our whole life is in ibadat, people will maybe look at us just as ordinary people, but our position by Allah will be very, very high. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh, when he, great, great alim, and great, he should make 6 months, he should go in jihad, 6 months he should teach hadith. Very great alim, very pious, continuously in the ibadat of Allah. When he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him how it is. He said, Allah gave me very, very, very high position, and Allah has favored me very greatly. But my neighbor, who was a blacksmith, Allah has even given him even a higher position. So they went to the neighbor's house to ask his wife, that your husband was a blacksmith working with iron and working on these things, ordinary type of person, how come his position is even more higher than Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh? She said that like that he was an ordinary person, nothing, but he used to say that if I was free to make Allah's ibadat, This was his intention. How Abdullah ibn Mubarak is free, he doesn't have to earn his rozi. Allah made intizam, he gets his rozi, I have to work hard for my rozi. If he also used to get my rozi free, I should also make ibadat like him. Tahajjud whole night, ibadat, etc. Just on that intention, Allah gave him a position even more higher than Abdullah ibn Mubarak. So if our intentions also come right, we don't know where they can take us. And if they don't come right and they are wrong, then we don't know where we can get left out and how low we can go. May Allah give us tawfiq to pay attention to this very important aspect or the foundation, our intention, and correct it. Wa akhiru da'wana.